CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. We're hearing from House Republicans after they huddled with Elon Musk for a little over an hour in Capitol Hill Wednesday. He discussed his efforts to slash the size of the federal workforce and federal spending. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said he spoke to Musk about veterans benefits and farming programs and how money can't just stop.
You can't ask a cow to quit milking as you do a review of a program.
Among the latest proposed cuts causing public outcry, plans to cut 80,000 employees from Veterans Affairs and reportedly expected Thursday an executive order calling for the Education Department to shut down. The White House has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico by 1 month for some U.S. automakers. For all other industries, tariffs stand. Los Angeles County suing Southern California's largest utility for damages caused by January's Eaton fire. The county's lawsuit claims Southern California's Edison equipment caused that fire. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak in the U.S. is growing. Cases in 9 states, 13 new patients in the last 5 days, 159 cases in Texas alone so far. ABC's Philip Off reports.
The CDC says it has sent a rapid response team to Texas and has treated about 108 patients so far. The treatments, they say, include steroids, antibiotics, even vitamin A and vitamin D. Newly confirmed HHS Secretary RFK Jr. is a known skeptic of vaccines, and while he hasn't urged people to get the MMR vaccination in the midst of this sort of outbreak and crisis there, he has said sent 2,000 doses from the government to Texas.
The Justice Department today announcing charges against 12 Chinese nationals it accuses of a global cybercrime campaign targeting dissidents, news organizations, U.S. agencies, and universities. Criminal cases detail how Beijing hires private companies and contractors to target opponents. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a 3-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters. In The Lost Lands stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight with northwest winds still a bit blustery. Morning lows in the upper teens. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, a light west wind, an afternoon high in the upper 30s to near 40. Right now, it's 28.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will review the Marquette University Law School polling. Also, can cod liver oil and vitamin A cure the measles? Plus, what demographic is the president losing bigly? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The problem with fundamentalism is not the purity of belief. The problem with fundamentalism is that too often, perhaps predominantly, it is an instrument of oppression. Its cause, its effect, perhaps universally its core purpose, is to subjugate and oppress. Whether we're talking religious fundamentalism, from jihad to misogynist cults, whether we're talking economic fundamentalism, from market fundamentalism or communism, whether we're talking about racial fundamentalism, like white supremacy, whether we're talking about political fundamentalism, whether it's one rule party in China, one party rule in China, or building network propaganda mechanisms in the United States. The problem with fundamentalism is not its purity of belief, or even just its inaccuracy, but that it's too often motivated by, resulting in, and perhaps at its core purpose, a tool of oppression. There are freedoms and weaknesses related to a contra view. All I can do is tell you what I think. We should not try to build a cult of agreement. I don't want to build a cult of agreement with me. There is a risk of that. There's a weakness there. If we don't do that, we are missing some of the power that fundamentalism can bring, the clarity that it brings, the purity that it brings. But if that's what we do, if what we do is lean towards fundamentalism, even in the direction of things we roughly believe, not only do we risk oppression, not only risk just being wrong. I can't remember a time when over time fundamentalists were proven to be correct. I can't remember a time in history where we look back and say, oh, you know, the fundamentalists who thought blank about how the world was circled by the sun were correct. Or how the white supremacist fundamentalists were correct. I can't remember a time when fundamentalists were ever proven, after some number of decades, to be on the right side of history, on the right side of facts. There's another risk here, as tempting as it might be to try to create ditto heads. I think we're missing some of the potential strength of this medium. ChatGPT can spout orthodoxy, maybe something better can come from not just doing that. I can spout just orthodoxy, but sometimes we might do something different. And I hope you'll join us for that. The democracy is built on a foundation of humility, a recognition that none of us, that I do not have all of the answers all of the time, and neither do you. There is a freedom that comes with fundamentalism. You don't have the burden of governance. You can be there to defend democracy, not to practice it. But there is a risk. There is a risk of the kind of radio, a limitation, that if we challenge the coalition orthodoxies, that you will be abandoned or destroyed. That if ever we cut against the main vein of what Milkshake is bringing the boys to the yard, that we will be canceled from that conversation. And what I want to say is, while we should have powerful beliefs, while we should have deep-seated values and morals, we should also give ourselves some permission to dance with contrarian ideas and to avoid creating just a movement of ditto heads, because that is not democracy. And the longest vacation, not the longest number of days, but the furthest away vacation I've done, that was the biggest thought I came home with, was that the fight here, and it's a harder fight, because fundamentalism has power baked in it. It's a useful tool. If you can get blank number of thousands or blank number of hundreds of thousands or blank number of millions of people to just sing word for word and note for note from the same hymnal, people can hear your chorus. It is an effective strategy. It has become an effective strategy as the right wing is built on foundations of capital fundamentalism and religious fundamentalism, and in too many less dark corners than they used to be, racial fundamentalism, creating kind of a political fundamentalism where light can't get in. And as much as we need to have a movement that is as strong or stronger, and a chorus that is just as audible, our work, our pro-democracy work, has to also be rooted in humility. That is not me saying that's the way to win. That's me saying I think that's the only way we can win with honor and win over time and be worthy of winning. And that doesn't make what we have to do easier. It makes what we have to do harder. And that's not why we need you less. It's why we need you more. It's why I appreciate you so much for watching this and listening to this and supporting this program, supporting the staff who put it on. I only have to do this every once in a while. They have to do this every day. That we have to build pockets of belief and pockets of pro-democracy support and pockets that believe the middle class matters, and the pockets that believe they're not just to be, the poor are not just to be cast aside or used. We have to build those pockets, and we have to do it in a way that is not over time leading to a different flavor of oppression. And that felt as I was on a very long airplane ride, like the most important thing I had to say. It doesn't make our job easier. It makes our job harder. And that means I appreciate you more. And when we get back from break, we're going to take your phone calls. This is Tom Hartman's show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I may talk about that stuff again before I have to leave this week. It feels important to me. If you want to tell me to jump in the lake, tell me where I'm wrong, 202-808-9925.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We've cleaned up our diets, well, some of us have, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let's tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Our favorite product are the sleep gummies. And once you try them, you wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. That's how you get your 20% off, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. We're straight to your phone calls. Let's go to Gordon from San Rafael, California.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call about the veterans, but you had a previous caller. You don't mind me kind of backing up what she said with regard to these platforms that are throttling down, you know, the left's artwork and, you know, messaging that we get out here. Because I'm the creator of the image that went viral 4 years ago called That Little Girl Was Me. You may have seen it with Kamala walking in pace with Ruby Bridges.
Yeah.
Viral over the internet. Yeah, I'm the creator of that and copyright holder. So what she said is very true. That image has been throttled down now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on a T-shirt right now.
Yeah, that's me. GoodTrouble.com.
Yep.
Trouble as in rubble.
It's, to be clear, it's not you in the picture. It's Kamala Harris in the picture, but it was you that helped make the picture go viral. Is that what I understand?
That's correct.
All right, keep going.
I created it. But
I was going to say, because if that's you, I would say you look a lot like a young Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I that was my, my I conceived it.
All right. Keep going.
But I called about you know, as Agent Orange, which is what I like to call him, was projecting in his speech last night, talking about that the readiness of our military is at an all-time high, recruitment is high. I have to beg to differ because, you know, my father served in World War II and Korea. He re-upped after Truman desegregated the military.
Yeah.
My father re-upped in 1951. And most of my uncles, and I'm a veteran, and my brother's a West Point graduate. And I don't see with this new DEI situation with Hegseth, I don't see a lot of minorities that are wanting to go into serve this country. I don't think we're at an all-time high. I think Trump is just projecting, you know, because without the minorities, you're not, you know, it's less than 1% of our population that actually joins the military.
No,
you know the numbers.
Let's be clear. U.S. military recruitment is down. They've been struggling to meet their recruitment goals. Let's also be clear that but for our American brothers and sisters of color, the U.S. military had a vastly harder time recruiting. And so when when Hegseth and Trump send signals like dismiss a general, when they send signals that people of color are not welcome in the U.S. military, they're compounding a recruitment problem that already exists. We need to be sending signals of welcome. We can have merit-based leadership. We can make sure that people who are in a position of power are worthy of that position of power. And we don't have to send signals that mostly white people need apply. So I really appreciate the point. It's a really important one, and not one we've covered this week. Finish up, and I'll go to the next caller.
Yeah, but he lied. The recruitment is at an all-time high. That just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, knowing I'm from a military family, and all my uncles and a brother who was a graduate of West Point. It sticks me the wrong way, knowing what my family went through just to get access to the GI Bill when they came out of Korea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a first-hand witness of that. That's what I wanted to say.
No, I appreciate the call, Gordon. Thanks for the T-shirt. And you really look great. You and Kamala both look great on the T-shirt.
Well, if you don't mind, put a plug out for me, goodtrouble.com.
All right, man. You be well.
Okay.
BigTrouble.com. So, to clarify a couple things. So, we saw a big dip in COVID, and when we saw it, a rebound was not since Trump was president. We saw a rebound was in 2024, and thanks in significant part to the Biden administration, and I think in significant part to make clear that the military has been a place, has been one of the most equitable places in the country in its own way, not in too many corners, not, I should say, racially, in too many corners, not for women. I remember Tailhook, et cetera. But the military has often been ahead of our culture in racial equality, and we don't want to turn that back. We want to make sure that we have a robust, strong military that can also express some of our best values as a country. All right. So let's hear from Terry from Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Hi, Jefferson. I want to riff on something that was said earlier in various ways. I'm wondering why didn't people, our Democrats, stand up and walk at least to the back of the Capitol when they evicted Al Green, an elder statesman from Texas? You know, he had the courage to stand up. A lot of people of color do. And I don't know if you heard the NPR interview between, I think his name's Jeff Gunnett and Andrew Young, who was longtime civil rights advocate, a contemporary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s, of course.
Former head of NAACP,
And he was asked, are you afraid of what's going to happen, or words to that effect. He said, no, I'm not worried. And I've heard that repeatedly because, you know, black people have been through all this and more.
There you go.
They need to grow a set, all of them. They need to make some noise. Yeah. You know, I just don't think there's any other way. All this polite passivity is what we would hope for because, you know, protocol has just gone out the window.
Yeah.
But really, we need to stand up and be heard. This is just, it's not acceptable. Yeah. And that's the least I could say.
No, Terry, thank you so much for the call. And my refrain is, and I think people, I think citizens, I think activists, I think people within their own companies, within their own families, their own churches need to show that leadership. And when they show that leadership, that people who are elected, who apply for a job of leadership, can see those signals, and we can help model that behavior. That didn't let them off the hook. It's a good question. The very best way for, I will say this, I did think there was going to be another. I didn't think Representative Green was going to be the last one. I actually kind of thought there'd probably be three or four. So that did surprise me a little bit. But the Democratic Chamber wasn't silent, and it did have signs, it did have walkouts, it had people who didn't show up, and it had a Green. But I agree, we're going to need a higher level of vocality in the country overall. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
How do you deal with fundamentalism, and how do you deal with fear? We'll be right back.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
ShipStation. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it is its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You could focus on the other parts of your business. Save hours and money every month by shipping from all of your stores with one login. Automating repetitive tasks, finding the best rates among all of the global carriers with ShipStation. And you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, and USPS, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use code Tom to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. And we're back. Let's jump straight to your calls. Most patient listener award is, I believe, Ahmed from Minneapolis. Go ahead. Ahmed, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I have two questions very quick. Number one, yesterday in Donald Trump's State of the Union address, he called Elon Musk the head of Doge, even though that in sworn affidavits in court saying that he was a White House employee and not an advisor. He may have just put Elon Musk in hot water by violating the FACA Act.
Interesting. So spell that out. What's the violation?
The violation is the Federal Advisory Committee Act, essentially saying that since DOGE is not an actual department that was passed by Congress, they're certified. They're known as an advisory committee. Them being in the advisory committee, they have to be open with transparency, whether that would be open hearings, chapters. And since he classified Elon Musk as a special government, as a government employee of the White House about a month ago, that absolved Elon Musk of any transparency, whether it be financials or what's actually going on in Doge.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was your first. I'm going to look into it. What's your second one?
My second one is a three-point advice for the Democrats.
All right, that's a lot. That'll give you four. Do them quick.
Number one problem with the Democrats. Okay, number one with the Democrats is messaging. The biggest problem of the Democrat Party the last 30 years is that they're always a day late and dollar short on messaging compared to the Republicans. Like the Republicans will always say, hey, The reason you can't afford X, Y, or Z is because of immigrants, it's because of trans people, it's because of aid to foreign countries, when in reality it's actually oligarchs, corporations, billionaires. Mm-hmm. So that's the messaging that they have to pass on to the American people.
And what's the root of that? Why do you think is it something that's sort of in the conservative water that isn't in the liberal water? Why do you think that the Republicans seem, in your view, to be better at messaging, quicker at messaging than liberals? I have my own, but what's your view? Why do you think that is?
The biggest problem is that the Democrats have always acted in a way like chivalry or camaraderie or in a way of civility. And the way with conservatives is they have no civility at all.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's an issue of being too nice. All right.
Not to have a second thought about it.
All right. I hear that first one. You said you had three. What's the next one?
The second one is having an alternative philosophy to the right wing. Right now, essentially with the outside of the culture wars, the right wing really has nothing to offer to the American people in terms of policy. The Democrats should be out there saying, hey, if you elect us, we'll pass the PRO Act so you can join a union. We will give you universal health care. We'll tax the billionaires and the corporations. We'll give you paid family leave, paid sick leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your third one?
We'll create more jobs. My third one is that the Democrats have to stop taking money from corporate donors and start taking more money from small donors. So they can show the American people in the base that, hey,
go ahead.
Yeah. So they could take more money from their base and they could say, hey, we don't work for corporations. We don't work for billionaires. We work for you. Unlike the Republican Party, who takes money from corporations and only helps corporations and is not helping the working class.
I roughly agree on all three of your points, and I'll even address them. But what do you say to the person who's running in, you name your swing district, who knows that their opponent is going to spend blank numbers of millions of dollars in direct contributions and an additional amount of millions of dollars in secret money, and you say, hey, don't take blank kind of money, and you say not only, and you're not as famous as AOC, say, so it's, you're not going to be able to, and if there were 200 AOCs, it'd be harder for any of them to get as much attention as one of them or two of them or six of them could get. How do you say to that person that they should win that race, raise enough money, communicate with enough voters? What do you say in that strategy meeting?
My strategy would be like, it's actually talk to the people in a way that they want to talk to. A lot of Democrats always talk to their voters. Not all of them, but most of them talk about in a way like, hey, I'm not that person. That's why you should vote for me. Instead, try to connect with that person, say, hey, I know what it's like to have overpaid bills, not have enough money to pay for gas, having to work two jobs just to afford my rent. Hold on.
You've got to have, I want to stick with them because you said some smart stuff. So what you said is you want the message to be good. Let's assume there's a good message. If I'm the campaign consultant in a given, or let's say I go without a campaign consultant, I'm just the campaign manager. Maybe I go without a campaign manager, I'm just the candidate. And I want to communicate that message to folks. How am I communicating that message? Ultimately, I mean, I can yell it at the street corner, but ultimately I'm buying ads, right? I'm buying ads and I'm buying internet communications. And I want to use that good message that you've got. What are you saying when you know the other side is going to be raising blank number of millions of dollars and you're talking to that contested race? I'm not talking about somebody who's going to win in a Democratic seat and then beat the Republican just because of the registration numbers. But what are you saying in that strategy meeting about how to get that message out?
My message would be boots on the ground, social media would be go on independent media throughout YouTube and what's it called? Go on platforms where most people use. Like sometimes you'll be on Instagram. You can have a town hall.
Boots on the ground, I'm with you. Right, first big thing I did in this stuff was organize literally hundreds of thousands of doors knocked and literally tens of thousands of voters registered. That is my first. The second one, you said social media. What do you say when the consultant says, yeah, but the algorithms are de-emphasizing and reducing? We're talking about Facebook, for instance, or heck, worse, X, formerly Twitter, not much better, TikTok. Not only are they not necessarily geographically targeted to my legislative district, my congressional district, but also the algorithms are ratcheting down pro-democracy or even political messages, particularly pro-democracy political messages, sometimes political messages overall. What's your response? And to be clear, this is not me wanting you to lose this argument. This is me wanting you to win this argument. Keep going.
My argument would be is when you go on social media, like in terms of the algorithm, people are talking about politics. You could be doing algorithms in a different way. Like you could be doing like a TikTok thing where let's say you're doing a dance with somebody and that dance is to your policies.
All right.
Or you could follow the trends of what's going on throughout social media and use that in order to outpace the algorithms.
All right. So here's why I stuck with this, and thank you, I mean, for sticking with me. That I think this is some of the most important stuff we got to figure out. And my point is not to make it easy. My point is so that we keep getting to the hard part. It is easy for me to say, stop using corporate money, stop being so nice. Which, by the way, if you're not using corporate money, maybe you don't have to be as nice. And use that to galvanize people around an alternative philosophy that really brings people together. And when I hear that, it makes a lot of sense. How to get that message out in the modern world, when there is so much communication, so much purchase speech, so much noise in social media that is toggled, that is not fair, that is not a town square. The television message where they didn't take the Carter Commission recommendation of their free TV ads, when not everybody's tuning into a local debate, that part is really hard. Now, that is not me saying cop-out. That is not me saying, oh, therefore, let them do whatever they want to do. That is me saying we got to take another couple of steps. Let me give you a couple of them. Here's at least two. One, when you hear me say let's fight locally, let's work locally, and when you hear me say let's work in cities for publicly financed elections, it's not just because I think that's a neat idea. It's because because I've been thinking about this stuff for, let's call it, two decades, and with as much vigor as I can, and I keep coming back to that move. Because what that will do, if you use a matching system, right? They have that in New York, they have it now in Oregon, they have a couple other places where you put in a dollar and the public agency puts in $6 or $9, right? So then all of a sudden you can run a small dollar campaign and actually still be able to buy enough mail pieces to win a state legislative race or a city council race or a county commission race, okay? That having public, and not only that, but then you get all of the people who gave that $5 that turned into $50 or that turned into $30, all of those people used to giving that $5, getting on those lists, being part of the conversation, learning more, building a movement, building, hosting house parties themselves, building the kind of civil society, the kind of community that we need to not only save democracy, but to keep it. So that's one. We've got to be doing that. We've got to be going further. And this is why one of my big mantras is for us not to be lazy. And I'm lazy a lot of the darn time. So it's not a finger wag. It's a strategic wag. It's so easy to say, the Democrats aren't good at blank. They should do blank. And the reason I interrogate that is because they're trying to win and they're not trying to be bad. And that's not a cop-out. That's saying we have to have a smarter movement, not just a smarter Democratic Party. We have to have a smarter movement and a more vigorous movement. And that vigorous movement includes at least two things. I said one of them. Actually, you said one of them. You said boots on the ground. Heck yes, I'm going to come back to that. Another one is public financing at the local level, because we can win that at a bunch of cities. There are listeners right now. If you got 10 of your friends together and started building a little nonprofit around it, started building a little community around it, started finding champions in your city council around it, you could get that done. You need to get some powerful support. But we did this. We got this done in our city. I'm not saying you're going to get this done in every red city in the country, but you can get this in a lot of blue cities. And by the way, there are a lot of blue cities in red states. And by the way, I think there are lots of Republicans who don't want their democracy bought and paid for by out-of-state oligarchic secret money. And why do I know that? Because we polled the question and we had 90% agreement that they didn't want big money in dominating politics. 90% agreement in our county. And our county isn't all blue. The other one I'll offer is we have to be building civil society. If we're going to be holding signs, if we're going to be saying things not just reliant upon oligarchic-controlled social media, not just reliant on oligarchic and corporate-controlled big media, we've got to have ways to communicate. That means we've got to be working in our churches. We've got to be converting our labor halls to not just being organizing places, but being places to do community organizing. Heck, put video games in there. If you don't like video games, put air hockey in there. Put a coffee shop in there. Make it the place where people congregate. Make that be a center of energy. Yes, for union organizing, also for community organizing. What else can we do? How can we build trusted additional, blue sky is one, how do we build trusted additional places where people can congregate online, where we know it's real people? And it's people pro-democracy, not who agree all the time, but at least pro-democracy. We have got to rebuild. We can't just say, we should do something different based on this current game. We have to change that game. Ahmed, thanks for your call, man.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be right back. This is Tom's show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll come back with a speed round. Clear this board. 202-808-9925.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're hearing from House Republicans after they huddled with Elon Musk for a little over an hour in Capitol Hill Wednesday. He discussed his efforts to slash the size of the federal workforce and federal spending. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said he spoke to Musk about veterans benefits and farming programs and how money can't just stop.
You can't ask a cow to quit milking as you do a review of a program.
Among the latest proposed cuts causing public outcry, plans to cut 80,000 employees from Veterans Affairs and reportedly expected Thursday an executive order calling for the Education Department to shut down. The White House has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico by 1 month for some U.S. automakers. For all other industries, tariffs stand. Los Angeles County suing Southern California's largest utility for damages caused by January's Eaton fire. The county's lawsuit claims Southern California's Edison equipment caused that fire. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F-word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight with northwest winds still a bit blustery. Morning lows in the upper teens. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, a light west wind. An afternoon high in the upper 30s to near 40. Right now it's 28.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Marquette's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
On a world stage, on the biggest platform they ever could have, I'm going to join the Democrats. I'm going to switch. And that would have been the best way for the change that could occur to stop Trump and Musk.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't require fighting or, because, you know, the thing I worry is that someone's going to lose their temper and they're going to cause violence, which is going to give Trump the excuse.
Yeah, Reichstag fire. Yep.
Exactly. And so I just want to keep hoping that there will be some Republicans that will switch. It's their chance to do right and to change everything by increasing our numbers in the Senate and in the House. And I wish that could happen.
Yeah, Diana.
And I also really appreciate what you just said, which is this is a town hall, and that does feel good.
Yeah.
So that's all I had to say.
Appreciate it, Diana. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. Two thoughts. One, you sound like my dad, and I don't mean like your voice. Your voices are very different. But he worked on the Hill years ago. It was a different world. It was a different United States. It was a different Republican Party. And he says, I keep thinking that all there need to be is a handful of Republicans who say this isn't okay. Handful of Republicans in Congress. We had this conversation literally just like 2 days ago. Was it this weekend? I think it was this weekend. So maybe three and a half days ago. And I said, here's the challenge. And I didn't disagree. I hope the same thing. And in fact, let me say my second thing before I finish my first, is that to the Republicans listening, I don't even have to go as far as our smart caller, but to say, please do communicate with your representatives, your Republican representatives, and communicate what might be too far for you. Where do you want Trump not to take us? Where do you want Elon Musk not to take us? Is there anything you want to make sure isn't torn down? Is there any portion of America you want to be preserved? Is there any place where you think there is some degree of moderation? That I do want to reach out to you and to my papa. Say, part of the challenge we have is that there is such a network propaganda and then so much what just feels like a back and forth fight that is very hard for any current Republican to do that. Nigh impossible for them even to exist. We'll talk about that probably for the rest of this week. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
News from the center, WRCE. Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk on Capitol Hill last night updating Republicans on his efforts to cut spending.
You know, there's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government.
Musk's Department of Government Efficiency heads next to the Department of Veteran Affairs, Secretary Doug Collins.
Our goal is to reduce VA employment levels to 2019 in-strength numbers, roughly 398,000 employees, from our current level of approximately 470,000 employees. Now, that's in a 15% decrease.
The DOGE cuts in Washington come amid uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs on products from Mexico, Canada, and China. Trump Wednesday granted a one-month delay on tariffs affecting the big three U.S. automakers. Recovery teams in Alaska hope to access the site of what's believed to be a deadly avalanche. Unable to reach the area about 40 miles south of Anchorage on Wednesday due to poor weather conditions, they hope to recover three skiers who were caught in that avalanche. This is ABC News. Los Angeles County says it's suing Southern California Edison, alleging the utility's equipment